朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
该隐
Cain，
圣经告诉我们用恶的行为把他的弟弟杀了。
And with evil in his mind he killed his brother。
求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us，
让我们真实靠着圣灵在我们里头感动我们，来检查我们在我们信了主以后，我们是不是影响别人，带领别人，引导别人来到主的面前。
May the Holy Spirit transform us so that we can lead other people to the Lord through our good conduct.
我们第二对兄弟，
The second pair of brothers,
路加福音第十六章，
could be found in Luke 16.
路加福音第十六章，我们请各位看。
Let's turn to Luke 16.
我看第二十七节到二十八节。
27, 28.
我们先看这两节圣经。
Let's read the two verses. Luke 16.
二十七，第在这里说，财主说，我主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个兄弟兄，可以到这里啊，可以，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。
27:28 He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will know also not to come to this place for me.
路加福音第十六章，这个财主在圣经告诉我们记载，他后来到地狱去。
Luke 16 talks about how a wealthy man ended up in hell.
圣经说拉撒路死了。
Lazarus also died.
财主也死了。
And the wealthy man also died.
就死最公平啊。
And death
对不对啊?
is the equalizer.
啊，所以也死了。
And they both died.
All right. 那么，这个财主在这个地狱里头非常痛苦。
So this wealthy man is now in torment.
因为在地狱里头，火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
Because the fire in hell never dies, and the worms will continue to bite him.
虫在那里咬他。
And the worms will continue to bite him.
火在那里烧他。
And the fire will burn him.
哦，痛苦啊！
And he is now in pain. He was in pain.
忽然之间，他看见。
All of a sudden, he saw.
亚伯拉罕。
He saw Abraham.
看见拉撒路。
He saw Lazarus.
他就在那里喊叫了。
So he called out.
他说亚伯拉罕啊，我父亚伯
拉罕。He calls out to Abraham.
你能不能请你打发拉撒路沾一点水在我的舌头里头啊？
Could you send Lazarus to drop a few drops of water on my tongue?
我实在是太干了，干快要干死了。
Because I am thirsting to death.
亚伯拉罕说。不可能。
Abraham said, no, sorry.
因为你和我中间有个鸿沟。
Because we have a chasm between us.
那既然这样子。
Since that is the case.
他说能不能请拉撒路从死里复活到我兄弟那里去。
Instead, could you send Lazarus back to earth and to my five brothers?
我还有五兄弟啊。
Because I still have five brothers.
他们还没有死。
And they're not dead yet.
我相信他们如果死了，现在死，他们一定会到这个痛苦的地方。
And if they die, they're going to end up in the same place as I.
他说，亚伯拉罕啊。
And so Abraham.
能不能那个让拉撒路从死里复活到我的家里，告诉我的弟的兄弟，叫他们悔改，免得他们也到这里来。
Could you send Lazarus back to earth and warn my five brothers about where I am now?
你去看这段圣经。
If you read this text,
免得他们也到这里来。
So that they will not end up in the same place as I, in a place of torment.
弟兄姐妹们，他在地狱里头忽然之间想到他五个弟兄。
While in hell, all of a sudden he thought about his five brothers.
那么他在世的时候为什么不想到呢？没有想到呢。
And how come when he was alive he didn't think about his brothers?
从他的像亚伯拉罕在那里要求祷告了，我看起好像似乎他也是信，他也是认识主的人哦。
When he can call out to Abraham, it is as though he also knows the Lord.
他说我父亚伯拉罕啊。
Because he calls my father Abraham.
他 他们也懂得摩西五经和先知的书啊。
And maybe he would know the Pentateuch and he would know Mosaic laws.
但是为什么他会到地狱？
But the question is, how come he ended up in hell?
我深深地相信，虽然他是一个宗教家，
I believe that although he was a religious man,
他是好像似乎是一个信神的人，
although he believed in the Lord Jehovah,
但是我敢相信他实实在在没有生命，没有的，不然的话，他不会到地狱里去。
But he was never saved; otherwise, he would not end up in a place of torment.
今天在全世界，在基督教当中是，在教会当中有太多这样的人。
There are so many people today in the Christian churches that are exactly like this.
你问他要不要信耶稣
？So you ask, do you want to believe in Jesus Christ?
他怎么说
？What's the answer?
我圣经比你还懂了。
Actually, I know it more than you do.
我大学是在东海大学。
Because I graduated from this university.
我是湖东大学毕业啦，不是基督大学。
I graduated from this Christian university.
啊，我圣经啊是必修课啊。
And I actually studied the Bible in academia.
你问他，你有没有悔改，接受耶稣做做你个人的救主
？Have you ever confessed for your sins and repented and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior?
没有。
No.
所以弟兄姐妹可能。这一个财主跟他们一样。
Maybe this wealthy man was exactly like this.
很懂。
He knew.
很明白圣经。
He understood the Bible.
但是他不信。
But he never believed.
知道是一件事情。
And he knows no one thing.
但是相信接受耶稣是另外一件事。
But to receive Jesus Christ into your heart is a different thing.
当他在地狱里头。
And now he's in a place of torment.
忽然想到他的五兄弟。
And he thinks about his five brothers.
他看他们的行为跟我一样的。
And he says, they're exactly like me.
他相信有一天，如果他们死了，他也到这个痛苦当中。
And he believes that one day they will end up here too.
所以亚伯拉罕救救我的兄弟啊。
So he says, Father Abraham, could you save my five brothers?
但是在这里告诉我们说。
But here it tells us.
亚伯拉罕对他说。
Abraham said,
too late.
He says it's too late.
太迟了。
Too late.
为什么？
How come?
你在生前天天是花宴乐。
You had a lot of time when you were alive.
你在生前的时候，你虽然说是你懂，但是你没有自己没有好的信主。
Although you had knowledge about the Bible, you did not come to faith.
兄弟也进到神的面前。
And you never led your brothers to faith.
但现在已经 too late.
And now it's too late.
在这里告诉我们一件什么事情
？So what's the point?
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
请听
listen.
趁着你还有今天
While you still have today,
抓住这个机会
You grab the opportunity.
好好的把福音传给主
And you share the gospel.
我请你看两节圣经你就明白
Let's read from a couple of scriptures.
第一节圣经是在以斯帖记
Let's read from Esther,
我们就看
the book of Esther.
啊对以斯帖记第四章
The book of Esther 4
十四节请你打下来
Esther 4:14
时时你若闭口不言
Even if I remain silent this time
犹太人必从彼处的解脱
Relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place
你和你父家必定要灭亡
But you and your father's family will perish
焉知你得了王后的名分
But who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? Was it not for the time as this? Today, the Lord has put you in this family.
可能你还有父母。
And you may have parents.
可能你还有配偶。
You may have,
可能你还有子女。
You have children.
可能你还有兄弟姐妹。
And spouse and brothers and sisters.
神给你有这样的一个荣耀的机会
And God has given you a glorious opportunity
你不愿意抓住这个机会
And you are not willing to grab the opportunity
你抓住现今的机会把福音好好的传给他
You grab the opportunity today and share the gospel
我再请你们看一节圣经
And let's refer to another scripture
约翰福音第四章
In John 4
耶稣自己说了
Jesus said it himself
35节
John 4:35
他说你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗
It's still 4 months until harvest Did you not say
我告诉你们
I'll tell you
你们向前观看
You look at the fields
庄稼已经 就吃透了。
And they are ripe for harvest.
可以收割了。
And it is now ready for harvest.
现在就是你收割的时候。
So this is a time for you.
就是现在。
It is now.
就是今天。
Today.
就是你收割的时候。
It's time for harvest.
弟兄姐妹抓住机会。
And you grab that time.
机会不会第二次再来敲门。
Because the opportunity will not knock second time.
到你年纪老了。
So when you're old,
头发白了跟我一样。
And when you are old and gray,
眼睛花了。
And you can't see anymore.
戴老花眼镜了。
And you gotta wear contact lens.
耳朵聋了。
And you're, you can't hear anymore, you're deaf.
要长耳机了。
And you gotta have a hearing aid.
牙齿都是掉了都是假牙。
And all your teeth are gone, you have to wear dentures.
这样子了。
And you have to walk with a cane.
哦我要传福音了。
And now you couldn't move.
我告诉你你走走不动了。
Then you couldn't even move.
Too late.
太迟了。
太晚了。
It'll be too late.
所以爸爸的主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们抓住机会。
So that you grab the opportunity.
能够好好地传福音。
And you go and share the gospel.
我的时间没有了。
I don't have much time.
我想我一定把这件事情讲出来。
But I want to say this.
我有个同学
I had a classmate,
姓周
He's Mr. Zhou.
在他还没有信主，在他没有信主以前，他是一个这个学校的教老师。
Before coming to faith, he was teaching at a school.
他教是毕业班，非常重要。
And he was teaching the graduating class.
那么他有一个同事
And he had a colleague.
他那个同事也是男的，所以他们两个人正好像穿一条裤子一样，好得不得了。
And he had also a male colleague, and the two of them were good friends.
哦，到看电影啦。
And they would go out watching a movie.
吃饭啦。
They would go dine.
跳舞啦。
And they'd go dancing.
喝酒啦。
And they'd go drinking.
哦，都一起去了。
And they would always accompany each other.
这个好像夫妻一样的了。
And they're just.
人家就感觉到这个他们俩怪怪的啊。
And people were wondering how come they were so tight together.
好得不得了。
They were so good with each other.
但有一天
Then one day,
这个姓周的周同学周老师他经过了台北厦门街。
And this teacher called Zhou was going through a Xiamen street in Taipei.
在厦门街进信会那一天在那里开布道会。
And it turned out there was a church there that was having an evangelistic outreach.
他们的圣诗班是非常非常的唱得好。
And they had a wonderful choir.
所以他喜欢音乐的人。
He loves music.
一听见这个礼拜堂这个声乐出来的时候他马上进去看。
When he heard the beautiful sacred music, he went in.
就听了以后就坐下了。
And after he listened, he sat.
完了以后牧师在讲道。
And then the pastor preached.
受了很大的
and he was touched and moved.
那一天晚上
and that night,
他举手举止信耶稣
and he resolved to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
向主悔改认罪
and he repented for his sins.
他成为一个喜乐的人
he is now a joyful man.
可惜
unfortunately,
他没有把这个好消息去告诉他最好的同事
he did not tell his best friend about this.
为什么呢
why not?
他说他走了他走了他早了
because he thought it was still early.
明天还有明天呢。
He figured there's another
today. 还有机会了。
Another day, another opportunity.
圣灵感动的把福音传给他。
And the Holy Spirit moved to share the gospel.
这是你最好的同学、
He's your best friend, your colleague.
你应该把福音传给他。
You should share the gospel.
哎呀，我也不会讲啊。
But he says, I can't. I'm not eloquent. And it's kind of shameful.
再说了。
I'll say it in the future.
拖啊。
So he procrastinated.
圣灵一次再次地感动他。
The Holy Spirit moved him once and twice.
他就说不出口来。
And he could not say it.
有一天。
Then one day.
这是一个实在的事情。
And this is a true story.
我的同学哦。
He is my classmate.
他在他的这个办公室里面。
And he was working in his office.
哗啦之间同学从外面涌进来了。
All of a sudden, the students rushed in.
他周老师周老师不得了。
They say, teacher 周。
他说某某老师在这个在体育场里面在那翻杠子啊他哗啦之间从上面掉下来了。
And he says, there's an accident in the gym. His best friend has actually been hurt in a gym.
三四十岁的年轻人。
He was a young man of 30 or 40.
就躺在地上口吐白沫。
And he was now lying on the ground. He was foaming.
他就冲出去。
He rushed over there.
他看见他最好的同事。
He saw his best friend and colleague.
好像兄弟一样的。
Just like a brother.
他就在那里奄奄一息啊。
And there he,
他就抓住他,
and he, could, he grabbed him.
但你要信主啊,
he says, you have to come to faith.
Too late.
But it was too late. So he died.
这是他实在的事情。
And this is something that happened truly.
每一次他在台上讲这个故事，讲这件事情的时候，他就在流眼泪。
So when this, Mr. Zhou, when he is preaching or talking about it, he would cry.
如果我早早地把福音传给他。
He says, I should have shared the gospel earlier.
可能他已经信了耶稣。
Because it is too late now.
但是他先他现在感觉到 too late.
And he has lost the opportunity.
弟兄姐妹们，求主帮助你。
So may the Lord help you and me.
让我们正是有机会的时候。
When you have the opportunity.
把我们的父母。
Your parents.
把我们的兄弟姐妹。
Your brothers and sisters.
把我们的配偶。
Your spouse.
把我们的子女。
Your children.
我们请他们带到主的面前。
Bring them to the Lord.
免得有一天。
So that it'll be one day.
你好像这个财主一样。父啊，亚伯拉罕打发他们去救他们，叫他们悔改。亚伯拉罕说 ，Too late.
So we can avoid the one day situation where the wealthy man asked and he.
很多人说，我心里很兴奋。
And many times we're joyful.
在我们中间有人刚刚信主，
some people,
从大陆来。
Some people would come to faith and they rejoice.
他们信主有第一件事就打电话给他的爸爸妈妈在中国。
And the first thing they would do is call their parents in China.
是长途电话哦，那个不是现在哦，
那
是我还在旧的礼拜哈。
In the past, when we were in the old church.
长途电话很贵哦。
And at that time, long distance calls were expensive.
对面的爸爸妈妈说了说你讲呢你现在生活怎么样你给我讲耶稣该有干什么呢
And the parents will say, you should be telling me about what's going on in your life, not about Jesus Christ.
有多少的父母因着子女这里信了主以后就打电话邀请他的父母信耶稣。
Many children after coming to faith here would call their parents and invite them to come to faith as well.
最后。
And finally.
我要看你看见我要让你们看见第三个弟兄。
Let's look at the third set of brothers.
约翰福音第一章
That's in John 1.
是讲到安德烈跟他的哥哥什么是谁啊彼得
And this is John 1 talking about Andrew and his older brother Simon Peter.
那彼得我们大家都知道
We all know about Peter.
他是个这个耶稣基督的一个大使徒。
We all know that he was a great disciple of Jesus Christ.
这个天主教把他是说是他第一个教王。
In fact, the Catholic Church would call him the first.
如果你去看这个使徒行传。
And if you look at Acts.
你可以看见这个彼得前书。
And you look at First Peter and Second Peter.
你可以看见彼得做了很多很多的事情。
You'll notice that Peter's done a lot of great things.
他信了主以后。
And after coming to faith.
建立第一个教会是耶路撒冷的教会。
The first Jerusalem Church was him.
彼得每一次讲道的时候，有三千个人、五千个人，很多的人信耶稣。
And when Peter was preaching, 3,000, 5,000 people come to faith.
彼得是一个宣教士。
He was also the first missionary.
彼得是神大用的一个传道人。
And he was a greatly used missionary.
那我请问。
And let me ask.
彼得。
Peter.
你怎么信耶稣了
？How did you come to faith?
他就告诉你。
Then he'll tell you.
我的弟弟安德烈。
My baby brother Andrew.
安德烈带我信主了。
Andrew brought Peter to Jesus Christ.
圣经里面安德烈的故事很少。
There are very few things written about Andrew.
但是，如果你去看《使徒行传》，都是彼得的事情。
But if you look at Acts, it's all about Peter.
安德烈虽然他没有做轰轰烈烈的大事
，although Andrew was not dramatic，
但是他把一条大鱼。
But the most important thing that he caught a big fish.
那叫彼得。
And that big fish was Peter.
彼得怎么会信耶稣呢
？And how come Peter came to faith?
圣经告诉我们说，当安德烈信了耶稣以后
，The Bible says that after Andrew met Jesus Christ,
他与耶稣住了一天
，And he stayed with Jesus for one day.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says
他认识了耶稣是弥赛亚
，He knows that Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣就是救主
，That he is the Savior of the world.
他的生命改变了
，His life changed.
快乐了
，And he was rejoicing.
有盼望了
，And he had a hope.
幸福了
，And he was blessed.
把第一件事情
the first thing what he did
是什么
What did he do? The first thing he did
他把他的哥哥带到主那边
He led his older brother to Jesus Christ
彼得
Peter
属于那么样子被神用
He was being greatly used by God
安德烈
Because of Andrew
安德烈做了三件事情
Andrew did three things
我爸爸的今天弟兄姐妹你把我所有的道 今天早上所有的话都忘记。
And you may forget everything that I told you this morning.
这三个字。
There are three things that he did.
请我们大家看。
Let's read again.
两福音第一章。
Let's read from John 1.
第一章。
John 1.
好，现在我请你们大家看第四十节。
Let's read from verse 40.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得兄弟安德烈，他写什么？写什么？哎，你不讲我也不讲了，你也觉得我讲的太长，所以你也不讲了，是不是啊？他写什么？找。
Andrew was the first one
去找，
他
找寻安德烈。第二。
He was the first one to search.
找到了又怎么样?
And after he found,
我去找他了。
And then he found,
找他了以后怎么样?
And what did he do?
他看他，我看他。
And they look at each other.
啊?
They look at each
other. 没有。他说。
He said,
做见证。
He testified.
哦，弟兄姐妹很重要，不仅是要找到他。
He found,
还要做见证。
And he testified.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
We have now found, met the Messiah.
旧约里面所预言的这位弥赛亚，这位基督，这位救世主，我们找到了。
The prophesied Messiah, the Old Testament, we found it.
他就是神，神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他来到这个世界。
He has now come to the world.
我们找到了。
We found him.
找到了以后怎么样
？Then what did he do?
又不讲了，啊？第一什么？去找。第二呢？去说做见证。第三什么？彼得说：“我不相信。
”And Peter said, "I don't want to go."
I don't believe it. 我不相信。
I don't believe it.
你不相信吗?
You don't believe?
来来来，我领你去。
Well, let me bring you over.
看那个圣经好灵啊！哇，你看看太对了啊！我告诉你，灵哦。
So he brought Peter over.
请听哦。
Listen.
灵一个人来要付代价。
Because to lead somebody, you need to pay the price.
他不来。
If he's not going to come,
请他吃饭。
You invite him for dinner.
就把灵来呀、啊、
Then he'll come.
他不来。
He won't come.
你的Cadillac 在他的家里门口等他。
And you sit in your Cadillac in front of his house.
我带你去。
I will bring you to church.
然后中午请你吃饭。
Then I'll bring you to lunch.
请到中午啊，做好礼拜可以吃饭，他就来了。
Then when he hears that there's a free lunch, he'll come.
Free lunch. 但是把他灵来以后，彼得就信了主。
So when he was brought over,Peter came to faith.
整个的世界都改变了。
And the whole thing changed. The whole world changed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看见没有？
Do you notice?
爸爸的主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
让我们从现在开始。
That from now on.
一直到年底。
Until the end of the month, of the year. End of the year.
我们去找。
We go search.
我们要去领。
We testify.
见证。我们要去什么？
And
we bring
them.
好不好？
Bring them over.
我们要什么？大家来，大家一起讲嘛。我们要去什么
？You go search。
上面怎么没有讲的？哎，上面讲来了，请来。我们要什么
？You go search。
第二呢
？You testify。
我们要做见证。我们要把他领来。
And then you bring them or lead them to church。
我最近心里很受感动。
I was touched recently。
特别是。前个礼拜
especially a couple of weeks ago,
袁志明牧师来讲
when Pastor 袁志明 was here,
普通袁志明牧师来讲到了说我们做了满满的都是别的教会听见袁志明牧师来就把他们都没有信主人就带到我们
Ordinarily, if 袁志明 preaches here, most of the people, new people here are from the churches in our neighborhood.
这次不同了
But this time it's different.
礼拜天我在那里我总喜欢跟着哦哦小人文案文案
On Sunday morning, when I was greeting people coming in,
至少有三个到四个人。
I noticed there are three or four.
他看着我，什么事
？They say, Pastor Sun.
他第一次来。
First time here.
我请他来的。
I invited him.
不是一个。
Not just one.
大概有三个、四个。
There are at least three or four.
感谢上帝的恩典。
And I want to thank God for His blessing.
这次我们有三个几个人信耶稣。
This time there were 30 to 40 people who came to faith.
不是外面的人带来，我们是很多是替我们自己弟兄姐妹去找来。
Many of these came to come to faith.
对他们讲。
Were invited by our own people.
请他们来。
Because they found them, they talked to them, and brought them here.
我告诉各位。
I'll tell you.
我们每一年。
Every year,
我们有个目标
we have a target.
多少人信主
How many people to come to faith?
大家都不晓得吗？多少人？
What's our target this year?
300. 200.
Our target this year is 200.
那这200个人信主怎么来的?
And where do the 200 come from?
他们自己晚上做了一个梦就来了。
Do they have a dream at night and come?
忽然之要开上车了，车就开到这个教会来。
Or they go on a bus and the bus brings them here?
弟兄姐妹们，还有你，我们到今天为止有已经100位信了耶稣。
And to this day, we already have 100 people coming.
还有多少呢?
And we're short by how
many? 今天还有多少呢?
That we are short by how much?
100个人。
Another 100.
我们去找。
So you go search.
我们去讲。
You go speak.
我们去。
You bring them here.
这样子教会才兴旺。
Now the church will grow.
弟兄姐妹，求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
让这个教会。
May this church.
如同安德烈一样。
Would be just like Andrew.
我们去找。
You go search.
我们去讲。
You testify.
我们去把他们领来。
And you bring them here.
好不好？怪不得。怪不得不，我没拍手啊，不是你拍手啊，我这里怪不得你这个没有人来，你们都没有回应嘛，好不好？你说好的啊。
So you have agreed to do this.
到年底以前至少领一个人来。
Before the end of the year, bring at least one person.
讲一个人。
You search, you speak, and you bring them here.
好不好？以后有四个礼拜我不在这里。
And there will be 4 weeks I'll be absent.
我要到旧金山去讲三个礼拜。
I'll be going to San Francisco for 3 weeks.
然后我要到 Alabama 那个地方去讲一个礼拜。
And I will be preaching in Alabama for 1 week.
其中也有两个礼拜啊，两次我要讲布道会。
And I will have an evangelistic outreach for 2 sessions.
我告诉你，我心里很快乐。
And I rejoice in my heart.
灵人归主
because I can lead people to the Lord.
上个礼拜我告诉你完了啊，上个礼拜天我在另外一个教会讲道。
Last week I was preaching at another church.
我在那开车子。
And I was driving.
准备要找这个 parking lot 的时候。
And I was looking for parking spaces.
一个年轻人走过去。
A young man walked.
他看着我。
He looked at me.
我从来没到这个教会去讲过道。
I've never been to that church before.
我从来没去讲过道。
I've never been there before.
他看着我什么事？
The young man said, Pastor Sun.
怎么会认识我?
And somebody knows me.
我说在哪里停车?
And I asked, where do I park?
所以他就指我。
So he led me to my parking space.
然后聚会的时候，这个年轻人做主席了。
And during the service, this young man was the chairman.
在还没做主席以前。
And before he went up to the stage,
我们坐在那安静。
We sat down in a quiet time.
我说你怎么会认识我?
Then I asked, how do you know me?
他说我是圣道堂受洗的。
He says I was baptized at ECBC.
我心里有一点难过。
So I was a little bit hurt.
圣道堂信主受洗到了那个教会去了。
And how come he was baptized at ECBC and serving at another church?
但后来我想想也很快乐了。
Then I thought, well, no, I should be rejoicing.
他在我们教会信主受洗，现在在那里做主席了。
So he's been baptized and now he is leading in that church.
Yeah, Sunday morning 他在那里做主席了。
Yeah.
而且他告诉我说啊
，And then he tells me，
啊，六月份呢，就是这个月份呢，他要安来做长老的。
And then in June that he will be ordained as an elder，
心里快乐的很。
And I rejoice。
哎，这个何牧师你也会去这个教会去讲。
And Pastor Ho will go to preach there too。
你会认识这个人。
And you will know this man。
他是你给他提，你给他使劲了。
Because Pastor Ho baptized this man。
The Lord bless you。这个教会。
And may we
成为安德烈的教会。
May this church be an Andrew church. To go and search.
去传。
And go testify.
去领。
And you lead people.
上帝祝福你们。
The Lord bless you.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。